This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. An intense lobbying effort is underway at the United Nations as the Bush administration seeks to line up support for a Security Council resolution that, in effect, authorizes the use of force against Iraq. So far, it appears Washington lacks the 9 council votes it needs to win approval. There also is concern that at least one permanent council member will veto the resolution. French Foreign Minister Dominique de Villepin is on a tour of the 3 African nations represented on the Security Council, Angola, Guinea, and Cameroon, urging them to vote no. A vote on the resolution is expected in the next few days. NPR's Vicky O'Hara joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
The Bush administration says it plans to bring the resolution to a vote no matter what. What are the odds of getting it to pass?
They don't look very good at this point. The resolution needs at least 9 votes without a veto. And yesterday, Secretary of State Colin Powell was on several of the Sunday TV talk shows. He was asked about, you know, how many votes the U.S. thinks it has, and he sounded considerably less positive than U.S. officials did last week before the opposition to the resolution really gained so much momentum. Secretary Powell said he thinks that the U.S. is within striking distance of the 9 votes that are needed. But in order to get there, the U.S. is going to have to get support from the undecided countries, which are Pakistan, Mexico, Chile, Angola, Cameroon, and Guinea. And the French foreign minister, as you just said, is already in Africa lobbying the 3 African countries to vote against the resolution. National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice, who was on the talk shows yesterday, indicated that she, as well as Powell, also might go on the road to do some lobbying of their own.
But even if Washington gets the 9 votes, there's a strong threat of a veto.
Yes, especially from France, which has been the most outspoken on this. And Powell acknowledged the possibility of a veto yesterday, but he also pointed out that none of the permanent council members who oppose the resolution and have veto power have actually used the word veto. The council members, you know, who oppose the resolution want the U.S. and Britain to think that they will veto, but it's really anyone's guess whether they actually mean it. There are a lot of risks involved in a Security Council veto on something when the stakes are this high. So the opponents, you know, in the end could choose simply to abstain from the vote, and then if the U.S. could get, you know, 9 votes, you know, elsewhere, the resolution would pass. But right now, only 4 countries have come out publicly in support of it.
Well, it sets a date for Iraq to disarm, March 17th. That's only a week from today.
No, that's right. It doesn't leave much time. And that's one of the things that really upsets the undecided countries. They keep calling on the permanent 5 council members to find a compromise. But once this date was set in an amendment to the resolution that was tabled on Friday, the undecided governments realized that the chances of a compromise were all but non-existent.
And France says it wants the heads of state to be in New York for the vote. Is that suggestion going anywhere?
It doesn't look like it, although Germany's Gerhard Schroeder yesterday came out in favor of the idea. U.S. officials, you know, say it's sort of a non-starter. Powell, when he was at the Security Council on Friday, said that there was no reason for heads of state to come to New York for the vote, that everyone sort of knows where they stand on this issue. And Condoleezza Rice on the talk shows yesterday said very much the same thing. She said that, you know, that the positions of the council members are well established and that it really does not take a head of state to cast a veto.
NPR's Vicky O'Hara.